From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Indonesian police say a family, including teens and children, were behind the suicide bombings of three churches on Sunday that killed at least 11 people and wounded dozens of others in the city of Surabaya. An Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast in the country's second-largest city. The national police chief said the bombers included a mother and father, two daughters aged 9 and 12, and two teenage sons. He said they were linked to the Islamic State-inspired group Jamaah Ansarut Daulah. One victim of Paris's knife attack has died, but the other four are said to be out of danger. Interior Minister Gerard Collomb.
À nouveau ce soir.
Once again, France is hit. A young man, 29 years old, has lost his life. I would first like to salute his memory. Once again, it is the youth of France that has been hit.
Investigators say the attacker, who was born in the majority Muslim Russian Republic of Chechnya, was on a watch list of suspected extremists and shouted the Arabic phrase Allahu Akbar, meaning God is great, during the attack. He was neutralized at the scene by police. The extremist group Islamic State has said through its news agency that it is responsible for the attack, calling the assailant a soldier for its cause. An international commission has formed to try to end meddling in elections in Western democratic nations by Russia and other countries. The Transatlantic Commission on High, or I should say on Election Integrity, co-chaired by former NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen and former U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, held a news conference on Friday about it. This is VOA News. The ballot counting continues in Iraq after parliamentary elections held there Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Iraq has held its first national election since declaring victory over the Islamic State group. AP correspondent Susanna George reports turnout was low and there's not a lot of enthusiasm for the country's political leaders.
While from the outside world, many may see Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi riding this wave after military victories over the Islamic State group, for many Iraqis, what they really want to see is government reform and an improvement in their economy.
Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
With the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem Monday, the region braces for both celebrations and unrest. Experts say President Donald Trump's decision to relocate the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv amounts to U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, a decision that has drawn praise from Israelis and angered Palestinians. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports from the State Department on Monday's ceremony.
The Brookings Institution's Khaled El-Jendi notes both Republican and Democratic administrations have resisted moving the U.S. embassy for the past 70 years.
The United States, like most countries in the world, have maintained an embassy in Tel Aviv rather than in Jerusalem, precisely because of the highly contentious nature of the issue of Jerusalem for Palestinians, for Israelis, for the Arab world, for the Muslim world, for Christians around the world, and of course certainly for Jews as well.
El-Jendi says the move is centered on domestic politics, namely a campaign pledge Trump made to his core supporters.
There is no
dream come true. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The U.S. Geological Survey said minor lava spatter erupted from the new fissure Saturday, which brings the total number of fissures to 16. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory reports the fissure opened 1 mile northeast of the last fissure and east of the Puna Geothermal Venture Plant. No significant lava flow has been reported so far. Plant workers this week removed 50,000 gallons of pentane stored at the site as a precaution. Geologists warned that Kilauea volcano could shoot out large boulders and ash out of its summit crater. And the eruption of the Hawaii volcano in the Pacific Ring of Fire has experts warily eyeing volcanic peaks on America's west coast that are also part of the geologically active region. The west coast is home to an 800-mile chain of 13 volcanoes from Washington State's Mount Baker to California's Lassen Peak. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.